Well, this is on behalf of my brother Garrett, but I'd just like to say how proud I am of the way he survived the war and came to Australia and has provided for my mother and us the way he has. Very strong. This is from my eldest brother Gary, who lives in Israel. I do not recall my father mentioning the Holocaust, his parents, or his experiences during World War II. For me, his life began as a sailor in Haifa. The number on his arm seemed natural, and the Holocaust never really discussed in our was never really discussed in our family. The only memory I have was that we were never allowed to lick our fingers at the table because it reminded him of his childhood and how there was never enough food. Yom HaShoah in Israel is a very emotional day with lectures at school and many programs on television devoted to the issue. Interviews with survivors of concentration camps are screened throughout the day. It is through these interviews that I began to realise what it must have been like for a young boy like my father to be torn away from his family, home and friends. To know that he would never see his mother and father again. To suffer illness and hunger and to have to fend for oneself in an age where the only thing that should worry a boy is homework and soccer. My father managed to survive this Holocaust and establish a happy, healthy family and prosperous business. His life is devoted to being able to provide for his children and now grandchildren. To watch the love and patience he gives to his grandchildren is perhaps to watch an accumulation of love that he was deprived of in his youth. It is interesting that only now is Dad willing to share his past. I believe that he realises that he has succeeded against all odds. It is the complete revenge. My children ask more questions than I ever dreamed of, the answers to which only Zeta has the key. His decision to tell his story for his grandchildren closes a circle for him and allows others to help him carry the pain. Thank you.